This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can we thank God for the Word today? Amen. Thank God for the Word. Well, open your Bibles with me. We're going to get right into it today. The power of patience. The power of patience. And let's go to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35, the power of patience. You say, Pastor, you know, that really doesn't trip my trigger. It's raining outside, Memorial weekend. We got friends in town, relatives in town. Patience, really? You know, Friday is our date day that Kim and I have. 52 years of marriage, and we're still dating. And Friday is our date day, and normally she gets to go where she wants to go out to eat on Friday, and I take her out to eat. So this Friday, she went and got for breakfast, so we went out, I won't say where, we went out for breakfast, and we placed our order, and we're sitting there. 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. I look at her, and I say, what's taking so long? Pastor Kim looks at me, and she says, it's only been 10 minutes. So we wait 15 minutes, and again, I say, man, I'm looking at my watch. I'm thinking, man, what does it take us so long? And here's what she says. I think somebody needs to listen to what they preach. I hate it when she reminds me of my sermons. Praise God. Patience is steadfastness. It's endurance. And I'm here to help you today because you might be discouraged. You might be tired of waiting for this season to end and a new one to begin. We've all been there. You might have been wondering about the delay, why it's not working, why seemingly it's not coming together, feeling like, why should I keep on keeping on? We've all been there. But I'm here to help you with that today. I'm here to give you answers today in Jesus' name. The power of patience. The early church in the first century said the greatest virtue of all virtues is the virtue of patience. Did you hear what I just said? The early church, right after the resurrection, book of Acts. The early church said the greatest virtue of all virtues is the virtue of patience. And we know why. If you've been with me in this series and we're ending it today, you know why virtue of patience is the greatest virtue of all virtues. But in the Bible, it's synonymous with the word steadfastness. The word endurance, they're all synonyms. They all are the same as patience. Patience is being steady without complaining or compromising. Patience is to be under pressure in a trial, dealing with affliction, dealing with things that you don't have answers for, but yet you keep on keeping on without complaining or compromising. Are y'all listening to me? Patience is a force. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Did you know that? You got it when you got born again. Patience, you just got to exercise it. Now, if you're like me, I don't like to exercise. Are you like me? Three of you are honest. Come on now. I don't like to. Tomorrow, you know, for many of you guys and gals who work out with us, tomorrow is Murph Day. Murph Day, where you do a few push-ups, a few set-ups, a few running. And I say a few. You're like, you have to do a couple hundred push-ups. And I remember the first year that I did it, after I did 100 push-ups, 3 or 4 years ago, I said, Daniel, I did it. I'm done. He looks at me and said, Dad, you got 200 more push-ups to do. I didn't receive that in Jesus' name. But you know, the patience is a fruit, and it has to be exercised to grow, and it's exercised under struggle. Patience is not exercised in a comfort zone. You and I cannot grow in a comfort zone. Patience doesn't grow when things are easy. Patience grows when things are hard. And if you and I will get hard when things are hard, hard things won't stop us. Are you listening to your pastor on Memorial Weekend? So it's real important. Patience is being steady under affliction, going through a struggle, and you keep on keeping on without complaining and without compromising or giving in. And when we get there, patience has a reward. Did you know that? Patience has a reward. Think about the book of Job. In Job, y'all remember Job had everything and lost everything, right? And then in James chapter 5, verse 11, it says, look at the endurance and patience of Job, how God rewarded him with double for all his trouble. Say it with me. I'm about to get double for all my trouble. The season I'm in, is about to end. In Jesus' name, double for all my trouble. Because patience has a reward. If you believe it, give God a praise for that. Wow. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. So let's look at it. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. So that's what patience is. It's active waiting. They just sang about waiting upon the Lord. I followed it with Isaiah 40, 31. Those who wait upon the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. You're going to mount up like an eagle. Man, I love eagles, don't you? You're going to mount up as an eagle. You're going to run the race. And you're going to walk. There are seasons where you run, and there are seasons when you walk. But through all the seasons of life, with the power and force of patience, you'll come through it and out of it with a reward. Amen. I'm prophesying. So do not throw away your confident trust in the Lord. Remember. Everybody say, remember. Remember. Oh, turn to somebody and say, remember. Remember. Remember the great reward it brings to you. That's why I've been teaching on it for a month, the power of patience. Because I want you to receive and enjoy every promise God's made to you. I want you to receive it, not just think about it, not just wish for it, but I want you to receive and enjoy every promise God has made to you. And there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible. How are we going to receive that? Through patience. Patience has a reward. Patience is enduring. Patience is holding your course. Patience is keep on trucking. Patience is you keep on keeping on. When your circumstances and your flesh and your friends and your family say quit, but you keep on keeping on. And you do it without complaining or compromising. And when we do, there's a great reward. So this is a right now word for everyone here, everyone online, all the replays, that whatever struggle, whatever season, whatever hardship, whatever thing you're going through today, whatever affliction today, remember. That will fuel you. That will equip you. That will energize you. That will change your perspective. If you'll just remember, if you hold your course, if you'll stay confident, a confident faith, trust in God's promise, you'll just remember, you're going to get rewarded on the other side of this mountain. You're going to get rewarded at the end of this season. If you just don't quit, if you just don't give up, if you just don't give in, if you just don't complain and compromise. Oh, don't patty cake. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Verse 36, patient endurance. I told you it's the same thing. Patience, endurance. Pastor, I don't know what I need. I do. You need, I need patient endurance. This is what you need now. Whoa. This is what you need to receive and enjoy your healing. This is what you need to receive and enjoy your breakthrough financially. Pay off those credit cards. This is what you need to enjoy and receive that breakthrough in your marriage, in your parenting. on your career, at the job, going to university. This is what you need to see what you want to see happen. You need patient endurance. And for a month, I've been telling you how to get it. For a whole month, I've been telling you how to get it. Because you have a pastor who loves you. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue. Wow. 42 years. Someone was telling me that they were at Wally World the other day. Walmart. Wally World. And somebody from our church had one of our t-shirts on. You know, we have merch for sale in the bookstore. And they saw Church on the Rock. And this was relayed to me. And somebody said to them from our church that had one of our t-shirts on, Church on the Rock? Is this still around? And then they said, Dave Blunt? Is he still the pastor? He's got to be old. Well, yeah, we're still continuing. Better, bigger, greater than ever before in 42 years. Oh, yeah. So notice, if I want to continue, if you want to continue, if you want to leave a legacy, and we all do, make a difference, make an impact, change the world, our next generation to serve the Lord like Pastor Tommy Barnett talked about last weekend, if we want that, we got to continue. We can't quit, give up, get distracted, get offended, get mad, get upset, walk away. We got to continue. We got to run this race. We got to finish strong. We want to hear God say, well done. And to do all that, we need patience. Patient endurance is what you need now for your marriage to turn around, for your health to turn around, for your job and career to turn around, for the conflict at work to turn around. This is what you need to continue to do God's will. Wow. Then you will receive. Didn't I tell you that I want to help you receive and enjoy every promise God has made to you? Look what it says. Scripture interprets Scripture. Patience, endurance is what you need now. Well, Pastor, I've been waiting so long. So have I. All of God's children. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. You know, all of us are standing for something, waiting on something. But waiting is not passive. It's active. It's active trust. Whoa. Patient endurance is what you need now to see the dream come to pass, to see all that you want to see happen in your life, your family. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you'll continue to do the will of God. Then you will receive. I want you to receive and enjoy every promise God has made for you. So you attack the promises of God with patience. You attack the promises of God. You pursue the promises of God with patience. Then you will receive. I like that. That's pretty positive. You will. Then you will. You will. You will. Turn to somebody and tell them, you will. If you faint not. Whoa. Do we all feel like fainting? Oh, about 100 times a week. Amen. For us preachers, every Monday morning, we want to quit. Dr. Dobson used to say, more preachers quit the ministry on Monday morning than any other day of the week. Why? Because this may be your day off. This is my work day. And our adrenaline, we come down on Sunday night. We get up on Monday morning and think, why should we be doing all this? We all get weary and well-doing, but faint not. How do I keep from fainting? Remember. What? If I hang in there, if I just continue and show up and don't quit, there is a reward. There's double for all your trouble in Jesus' name. Then you will receive all. Everybody say all. Man, I don't want to get to heaven, and there's so many things up there I could have had in my warehouse waiting for me. I want it all that I'm supposed to have on this earth. Don't you? You receive all that he has promise. So to receive and enjoy every promise you read about in the Bible is going to take patience. It's going to take patience. Verse 37, for in just a little while, really, God, little while? It seems like it's been a long while. For just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And that's really referring to the promises of God. And my righteous ones will live by faith, active trust. Live by faith, but I will take no pleasure. And the Message paraphrase of the Bible, I read it this morning. It says, I will take no pleasure in those who quit. Those who quit. We got merch around here. It says, don't quit. Turn to somebody. Come on, make it. And look at them and say, don't quit. Somebody needed to hear that here today. Somebody online, you need to hear that today. You feel like quitting on this rainy Memorial weekend? And our word to you today is, don't quit. You're on the brink of your breakthrough. It's sooner and closer than you think. Oh, Pastor, I think it's so far out there. We just read, in just a little while, he will come. It's actually referring to the promises of God in just a little while. You need to stop thinking it's going to be so far off. You need to start believing that it's closer than you think. I'm going to say that again. You need to start believing it's closer than you think. It's not that far off. You're on the brink of a breakthrough. God could do it before you leave here today. So the patience of God, we looked at it last week. We won't spend a lot of time, or 2 weeks ago. The patience of God is grounded in God's character. Wow, our picture of God, looking at God. Look what it says here in Hebrews 11:27. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, his past, not fearing the wrath of the king Pharaoh, for he endured. What's endurance? Patience. How could you do it, Moses? By seeing him, God, who is invisible. So your picture of God is connected to your depth of your patience. Then secondly, it's founded, the patience of God, in God's promises. Aren't you glad God keeps his word? He's not like human beings. Amen. Aren't you glad he's not a man that he should lie? That's scripture, everybody. God is not a man that is in the book of Numbers. God is not a man that he should lie, and what he's promised he will perform. I'm so glad God's not like human beings. God keeps his word. And so patience is founded on the promises of God. It says there, again, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible, the one who promised, the promises of God. Number three, patience is founded in God's plan. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. God has a vision for your life. God has a plan for your life, and it's good. But at the end, it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait. Ooh, they just sang about it, wait. And then I followed it with Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait upon the Lord, it's not passive, it's active. You are renewing your strength daily. You're rising up. You're getting up. You're getting back up. And you're running. And you're walking and not fainting and not getting weary. Why? Because you're waiting upon the Lord. Patience is active waiting on the Lord. For the vision is yet for appointed time, but it will speak. It won't lie. Though it tarry, looks like it's never going to happen, wait for it. For it will surely come. Wait for it. Then number four, we said 2 weeks ago, patience is grounded in God's timing. And we all can say a big amen to this. God's timing ain't my timing. Right? It has an appointed time. As an appointed time. But wait for it. Don't give up on it. Don't fall short of it. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for less. Don't settle. Keep moving forward. So number five, I'm going to close with this, the fifth, end of the series. What's patience grounded in? By hanging around people of faith like y'all and patience. You've heard it that we're the average of our five closest friends. We're the average of our five closest friends. You've heard me say it for 42 years. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You've heard me say it. Show me your associations, and I'll tell you your achievements, what they'll be. So the fifth way that you and I build patience into our life and let it grow like a muscle on Murph Day is this, Hebrews 6:12. That you be not lazy, but be followers of them, be a follower of them, so I need them to go to the next level. Golden nugget, you can't go to the next level without a role model. You can't go to the next level without an example. Your kids need to see an example in you. You can't go to the next level without a coach, a mentor, a trainer, a teacher. You can't go to the next level without them. Be a follower of them who, what have they got? Faith and patience. And what are they doing with their faith and patience? They are inheriting the promises God made to them. Wow. So I don't want to go to people for counseling if I'm having marital problems. And I don't want to go to somebody who's going through three divorces to find out how to have a strong marriage. If I'm building a business, I don't want to go to somebody who's had two bankruptcies and can't keep their business together and ask them for counsel. I want to go to somebody who has a successful business. If I'm having trouble parenting, I don't want to go to another parent that their kids are dope heads and their daughter got pregnant. I don't want to go to them and ask for how to parent. I want to go to somebody with a track record. I've been here 42 years, and it amazes me, people who will go to people and ask for coaching and wisdom, and they ain't got nothing to coach. Can I say that? I guess I already said it. Praise the Lord. So hanging around the right people, you know, you'll catch their spirit. It's contagious. You take on their values. You take on their core beliefs. You take on what they do, you begin to do, right? Some of you, if you've watched my Instagram this week, you saw me cold plunge. Anybody see me cold plunge this week? Follow me on Instagram, and cold plunge, that's when you get into a freezer full of ice, and ours is 32 degrees, okay, just about 33, 34, just above freezing, we get in a cold plunge. How many of you know I don't like to cold plunge? But when I see my two sons, you know, we work out together, and when they get in there and they jump in that cold plunge, guess what? I say, if they can do it, bless God. I can do it. So what is that? The law of association. What is that? You take on the example, the characteristics, the behaviors, the values, the language of those that you hang with. Don't be lazy, but be a follower of them. Make sure you're following the right them. Who through faith and patience, see, if they have faith and patience, then I will. If they're receiving and enjoying the promises of God as our team comes out, then I will. Okay? So I want to evaluate my relationships. Do I hang around a bunch of whiners, complainers, compromisers, inconsistent? Do I hang around people who are all the time questioning God, wondering, bewildering, arguing, debating? I'm going to take on their characteristics and behaviors and belief system. Look what it says in the Passion Translation. So don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm, but follow the example. Every human being needs an example to go to the next level. Mom and Dad, you're to be the example for your children. So don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm, but follow the example of those who hip-hop, jump from church to church, are inconsistent, don't follow through, always complain and gripe and are negative, cynical, and sarcastic. No. You follow those who've received what God has promised because of their strong faith and patient endurance. Faith and patience are twins. They work together. Look what it says in the Amplified. In order that you may not grow disinterested in church and become spiritual sluggards, but be an imitator. Whoa. Behaving, and we all know our behavior is a result of our belief system. Behaving as do those who brought through faith their leaning of entire person. Now, watch this now. On God, Christ is absolute and confidence. Now, watch this. Here's what patience is. Here's what patience is. Pastor, I want to know how to make the cake, how to make the pizza. I want to know the ingredients. What makes up patience? It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's a muscle. I realize that. It's rewarded. I realize, but what makes up patience? I'm struggling today with waiting. I'm weary. I'm discouraged. What should I do, Pastor? Well, what should be the shift? You want to focus on these three things. Patience comes from focusing on His power. Look at the overhead. Number two, on God's wisdom. And number three, on God's goodness. How have I stayed here 42 years and been patient? And I still don't have the church that I saw when we started, but we're on our way. How is that? I've got trust, a confident trust in God's power, that with God, all things are possible. That He's almighty, that He's El Shaddai, that He's the all-strong one, that with Him, anything's possible. I believe that, and that gives me power to wait. Number two, God's wisdom. Oh, I realize I put my trust in His wisdom, that even though I don't understand it, He's working behind the scenes. Even though it doesn't look like it, I don't feel like it, that everything is working together for my good, because I don't lean on my understanding. I lean on the wisdom of an almighty God. That gives me patience. That gives me endurance. That gives me steadfastness. I keep on trucking. And number three, the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I don't care what anybody says, my God is a good God. And my God is good all the time. And my God said, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And my God said, taste and see that the Lord is good. So when you put your trust in the power of God, this is how we stay married 52 years. This is how you build a church and stay for 42 years. You have faith in the power of God. You have faith in the wisdom of God. You have faith in the goodness of God. And that energizes you, that mobilizes you to keep on keeping on. Am I helping anybody? Come on, give the Lord a praise. Faith and patience are rooted. If you don't get anything from me in your entire life, get this. That faith and patience are rooted in God's power, in God's wisdom, in God's goodness. So we're hanging around the right people. So choose the right friends. How do I know if they're right or wrong? You can be in the right place at the wrong time. That's a song, y'all. How do I know? Number one, let me give you a checklist. They agree with your goals. They're a right friend that you want to hang with and you want to follow if they agree with your goals. Next week, you know, we're starting God Is For You classes all over again. I do the first one. If you haven't gone through, come join me next week. And the first session, we talk about our core values. We talk about our culture. And we talk about who we are. And I just let everybody know, we love everybody, but this class right here is a filter. Because when you hear me talk about our goals and our culture and our values at Church of the Rock, if that doesn't align with yours, then this isn't the church for you. But if it does, this is the church for you. The first class is a filter for the rest of the classes. Because they got to agree with your goals if they're a right friend for you. Number two, they encourage behaviors that support your goals. They encourage behaviors that support your goals. tomorrow I don't want to do Murph. I don't want to do all those push-ups, all those setups, run those miles. I don't want to do that. But I want to be healthy, right? So my sons say, Dad, you can do it. Come on, 71, you can do it. Come on, get in there. Come on, do those hundreds of push-ups and pull-ups. Come on, tomorrow, do it. You can do it. What are they doing? They're encouraging me to support my goal that I want to be healthy with a quality of life to the end of my life. I don't want to be in a nursing home. How do you know you're hanging with the right people? Number three, they have a growth mindset. They have a growth mindset. You're hanging with the right people if they have a growth mindset. I hope I'm helping you today. Number four, they won't let you stay where you are. They're the right friends. If they won't let you stay where you are, they challenge you. They won't let you stay where they challenge you. I have one of the top coaches in America in CrossFit. He's in San Diego, California. Every week he puts out a plan for me to work out. And guess what? He doesn't look at my age. And every week he wants me to up the weight by 2.5 pounds to 5 pounds. Every week he adds another rep. Every week. What's he doing? Challenging me. Is it comfortable? No. Do you like it? Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. They won't let you stay where you are. They challenge you. Go back, guys, if we could. Number five, they celebrate your wins. You ever get a new car and go to a family reunion? You ever get a new car and go to a family reunion? And you hope they celebrate your new car? Maybe you have, and you need to join my family. Because I have, growing up. And guess what? Dave, you see that scratch on that fence? No, I didn't see that scratch. Oh, you see that dent? No, I didn't see that. They're not celebrating my new car. They're jealous of my new car. So they're pointing out the faults in my new car. Your right friends celebrate your wins. They're not jealous of you. They don't try to hurt you or sabotage you. They're hanging out with the right people. Remember, follow those who are inheriting the promises of God. Remember that? You gotta have them to go to the next level. But you gotta have the right them. Number six, they foster consistency in you and they bring out your best. They foster consistency in you and they bring out your best. And seventh and last, they have a positive attitude and habits. Seven ways to know you got the right friends in your life. Amen.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church in the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church in the Rock, and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for You. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church in the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.